This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And joining us now is Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, an online magazine covering the auto industry. And Paul, good morning.
Good, John. Good morning.
You know, there was a time, in the many decades I've known you as a reporter covering the auto industry where reporting on Ford Motor Company being $27 billion in debt and having only made $1 billion profit in the third quarter would be a huge negative story. But it is the happiest story on Wall Street and possibly the happiest story in a year for the auto industry. What happened?
Well, it's a surprise, isn't it? This billion-dollar number exceeded even the most optimistic expectations about where Ford would go. Ford is a curious company. They were the only ones of the domestic makers to skip a bailout last year, and they have been saying that they are, quote-unquote, a different type of car company. Well, guess what? They seem to be proving it. What's really significant about this one isn't that they made a billion. You know, they made some money earlier this year, but most of that was from all sorts of one-time charges and write-offs and all this. They made a lot of money in North America, where nobody has been making money. Even Toyota's had problems in the last year.
Right. Well, let's talk about the supposition from company officials is that we've changed our company. It's a new Ford Motor Company. Actually, one of your colleagues in the Detroit market there was talking about how Ford actually has managed to change itself essentially overnight. Do you buy it?
Not to that degree. Yeah, Ford has done a lot. Bringing in Alan Mulally, who was one of the senior managers at Boeing 3-odd years ago, has certainly helped. He has forced the company to think about doing things a different way than it used to do, and it is definitely paying off. But this is a company that has a peculiar politics internally, and they are still struggling to try to get rid of some of the problems that they had over the years. So they have some challenges ahead of them, but they're certainly better off than GM and Chrysler.
And
now,
of course,
you want to hear the dark side?
Let's hear the dark side, yep.
Okay, the dark side is that doing well could cause them to do badly going forward. Over the weekend, we pretty much determined that the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, has rejected demands for concessions from Ford Motor
right.
Company that would give it the same sort of cost cuts that that GM and Chrysler have gotten, and that's going to be a problem going forward.
So all of its advantages are suddenly going to look like disadvantages if labor tensions increase. Finally, you know, there's a lot of talk about changing management within Ford, but I mean, ultimately, American carmakers have to make automobiles that are relevant to the times, both environmentally in terms of fuel economy and the design challenges. Is Ford managing really to do that?
Ford is getting some real kudos, and that's the critical thing, for the product. Consumer Reports, which many critics say is import-friendly, called Ford the only world-class manufacturer of high-quality, dependable vehicles when they announced their annual auto dependability study just last week. J.D. Power is saying the same thing. Ford's gotten a lot of kudos, for example, for the Fusion Hybrid, which is actually getting 4 miles a gallon better than the Toyota Camry Hybrid. So they're getting a lot of good play for making some darn good products lately.
And they did it all without a cent of bailout money. They owe creditors when they took their line of credit out before the recession hit. But that move, which seemed disastrous at the time, looks like a brilliant move now. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, online magazine covering the auto industry, reporting on Ford's billion-dollar profit announcement. Thanks, Paul.